There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, welcome to the Tara Styles Podcast. I'm so excited to share with you today my good friend, one of the most luminous people out there in the world in human form. I know that sounds kind of wild, but he's so special and so incredible and does such amazing work, such amazing actions to bring people together. And I'm excited to share this interview because he teaches us and he teaches everybody everywhere he goes how to do this and how to not get overwhelmed and really create these positive connections and positive community interactions. So my good friend Daniel Hatcher is the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships at the Alliance for a Healthier Generation. That's how we met. About 10 years ago, I got invited through mutual friends to lead some yoga classes for kids in schools to make videos and things like that. And once I met Daniel, he so generously started bringing me around and inviting me to do cool things with cool people and really help as much as we can, really, in so many ways. So I've learned so much from Daniel over the years, and it's just a pleasure to be around him, really, any chance that I get. And you're in for a treat today. If you feel sort of alone or isolated, or that things are hard or challenging, you know, we all do, of course, but the practices that Daniel shares in a real practical, sort of in your life way are gold, pure gold. This is the goal of life, to feel good, to feel connected with yourself, feel authentic, and have meaningful connections and really use your gifts for good. So I'm really grateful to my friend Daniel Hatcher for taking the time to chat with me. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side. Okay, I feel so excited to talk to you for so many reasons, just because you are so good at asking everybody questions that you make everybody feel good around you, which is so wonderful. But, you know, for myself and also people in our community, we all have this desire to bring people together and connect and also serve. And it just seems like you're doing that as a natural part of you, but also for your work. But I just want to kind of reel it back a little bit to how the heck did you start to create this full life of, you know, I feel like you're like the CEO of gathering people and then doing cool things, you know? So I how mean, did you get
thank
started?
You. I'll put that, I love that title.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, that's you. And it feels so good to be around you. And, you know, every time you ask me to do something, it feels me like we'll do the thing. And if it's online an hour or whatever, like the rest of my week feels happy. And in person, it's the same thing. Every moment is just, you know, amazing with the community that you create. So yeah. Do you mind to kind of go back? Maybe it's in childhood, how you were thinking about things, or maybe it's, you know, early teens. I know there's like a story there, and I'm excited. Sure,
yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. I mean, right back at you. Gathering people and doing cool things. That is what I want my life story to be. So you saying that means everything to me. I will say I'm very fortunate that I found an amazing organization, Healthier Generation, that allows me to drive partnership by connecting people, bringing folks together, and just asking good questions like, what can we do? What are your goals? How can we make the world a better place? Like, let's start with a relationship first, and then we'll figure out the work later. My dear friend Carlos out in LA always says connection before content. And that drive, I feel like that is my driver. Like, let's just connect first. we'll figure out all the things later. But if we're connected and we, you know, love each other, then good things are bound to happen. So where that came from, I appreciate this question because I've never really thought about it, but I kind of know. So I grew up in a town, in a rural town in Kentucky, like 1,000 people. I was super shy. And I had a few friends, but not a lot. So I think like my desire to connect and work with people actually stems from knowing what it feels like when you're a little kid, when you're younger, and you feel disconnected from yourself, from other people. And, you know, when you know what like loneliness and isolation feels like, I think that that has for me become a key driver of like, I don't want any child ever to feel alone or that someone doesn't understand them. So how can we all come together, find fun ways to collaborate, but also like, there's a lot at stake. There are a lot of really like sad, lonely kids. Like, so we got to do something. So I think that, you know, that experience is a big driver for me. It was like, you know, when you feel disconnected, like finding the other side of that, like, no, let's work from a space of being super connected.
Wow. That's really cool. Did you have, I mean, I find it now having my own child hearing this question over and over and kind of how silly it is to come up with an answer as a kid. But did you have an answer to that question that the grownups always ask you, like, what are you going to be when you grow up, little Daniel? You
know? No, actually, I had the hardest time. Actually, when I went to undergrad, I think I changed my major like 3 or 4 times. I went in pre-med. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be a doctor. And then I realized actually I like the people side of health, not the sciencey side of health. But I really loved field trips. I loved doing things out and about. So I started working on a degree in geology.
Wow.
I just loved being out and like being out in nature and learning about rocks. But then I couldn't pass chemistry. Well, I was going to get a C in chemistry and I'm like, no, I can't have this like destroy my GPA. So I changed my major to international relations and loved that. And then when I graduated, I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? I had the gift of being able to travel abroad and study abroad. And I was like, okay, I think the number one thing that decides if people are joyful or happy or not is their health. So I was like, okay, I'll get my master's degree in public health. So I started working on that and was like, okay, I really like this. I love the how people can help each other, like learn about their own personal health and, how information is passed on from one individual to another. So I focused a lot on like peer education. But I really don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to be. I just know what I enjoy learning about. So I stuck with that. And funny enough, we had to write a thesis or do an internship. And I was like, well, I'm not a thesis person. I can't write this paper. So I was like, I'm going to find an internship. And I'd never been to Washington, D.C. in my life.
Wow.
And I was like, well, if you want to work for a nonprofit, a big health nonprofit, D.C. is the place you got to go. So I just made a list of all the health nonprofits, Cancer Society, Diabetes Association. And then I put, you know, I just wrote their phone numbers and I just went down the list and started calling. And I'm like, wow. Hey, do you need an intern? And I was like, I knew everyone was going to be like, it's unpaid. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make this work. And luckily someone at the American Diabetes Association in DC was like, yeah, we're starting a new initiative. I would love to have, but we need someone to help pilot this family. It was a family engagement project, funny enough.
Wow.
And so I flew to DC, never having been there before. 3 months, loved it. It was scary. And I was like, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. And before I left DC, I was like, let me just see if I can find a job. So I put out my resume and then I got hired at a nonprofit.
Wow.
So yeah, I had no idea. I was just like kind of doing what I enjoyed and being curious and making a lot of mistakes and relying on a lot of people to be like, what about this? Or, you know, if the person hadn't been on the other side of that phone saying, yeah, we need someone, like, it's just so amazing, these like twists and turns. So my path has definitely not been linear. It's been all over the place.
That's cool. Was it scary to go to DC for this unpaid role and, you know, think about, how am I going to make it work? How long is this going to be? Do I have to get a job? Do I have to deliver pizzas that night? Like, what's, you know, were you worried about those things? Or were you just like, I'm just going to focus on one day at a time? Or
I think I was probably terrified. Cause I was trying to figure out how to like use the metro system. Mm-hmm. And I had never, you know, I traveled abroad, but never been to really a big city like that in the US. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was scary. I think I did take it a day at a time. I was like, okay, let's just get through this. So I feel very fortunate that internship worked out well. I mean, if you think about a lot of kids now, it's still an issue, these unpaid internships. I had to take out a loan for those 3 months. I lived on a loan for 3 months.
Wow.
And I know a lot of kids have that same story. Mm. But you know, it's all worth it in the end. When you look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe I did that. And it worked out really well.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, how did you even figure out was it part of like the college track? Like, oh, I can, like, you're really resourceful to be like, okay, I'm going to get a loan, not like I'm going to go and sleep on my friend's couch or, I mean, right. Whatever. But like, how did you even figure that out? Like that, to me, that's like a big deal too.
You know, I don't know how I figured. I think I just knew, like, okay, I need to be able to focus on this internship and this will pay off. I think a lot of it's just the faith that things are going to work out well. So just to take a chance and like, okay, this will all work out. You know, like one day I'm going to be able to like pay this loan off. And it actually wasn't that much, but in the grand scheme, and when you're however early 20s, when you do that and you're like, whoa, okay, this is a big gamble that this is going to work out. But it's like, it's got to work out.
That's cool. So yeah, you took that. It's neat because I don't know, it's like hard to put into words, but like being around you, there's such this, and it reinforces it in me. And I know it does this for, you know, I talked to Kelly a little bit about this, but like you have this sort of pull that's coming, I don't know, like through you in some way that really does give that confidence to, you know, take out the loan and do those little things like that. But it's sort of like you do that all the time, and it's really helped reinforce that feeling in me, like, you know, trusting the process and trusting the feeling that you get from something instead of, you know, what it looks like on paper or, you know, what you think you should be doing and all of that. But it sounds like you've had that sort of pull or that through line in you since you, even just changing your major so many times and being like, I'm going to go for that, going with what interests you seems to be a big theme.
Yeah. Intuition is everything for me. There's a feeling that when you're around people that just make you feel lighter and brighter, you feel it. Yes, I really believe in trusting your intuition and knowing your body and knowing, like, you know, that life is so tiny and short. Like taking these chances on yourself and like just investing in your own joy and your own curiosity, like that to me is life. It's, you don't have to have it all figured out. Like it'll work out in the wash. Like and if you surround yourself with caring, loving, gentle people, I feel like you can create these net safety nets. Like someone in my life, if I've strayed too far, like there are people in my life watching, dear friends and colleagues watching, like I feel safe now that like I can take a chance on something. And if I'm going straying too far, like, it's folks like you and Kelly and Carlos and Tia. Like, I know the people who are like, are you okay? Like, what's going on, Daniel? Like, I think that's so important, is to, if you invest in the people around you, and, you know, they're watching too. So then your intuition, it all sort of compounds. Like, even the things you say to me, you're saying to me today, are affirming just in the way I do things. And so it's that, like, you got to pull those people in your life. So they're either going to say you're on the right track, or they're going to be like, are you doing okay?
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I feel like, you know, like you said, you felt like a kid, and so many people that I just talked to now, even in our community, they maybe they're naturally more isolating is their default. Like, it's harder for them to kind of connect and share. They want to do that, but it seems like it's so natural for you. And I think this is such a good reminder to, you know, if I just text you and I'm like, hi, I know you're going to send me like 14 emojis back, you know, within the day, you know, whatever you're doing. And, you know, I might not even say like, hey, I'm having a bad day or whatever, but you'll send me like a picture of you, you know, like wearing the Strala hoodie at some cool event where you're helping people. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet that I feel like I'm there too. And all these, you know, these ways that you bring everybody that you know, or you feel good around, maybe into the other things that you feel good around. I think that's something that we all can learn as a practice to do if it's not supernatural to us intuitively.
Yes. Like, you are there with me. I think there's like so many incredible humans I know. And my number one joy is to find ways that we can all work together. Like, cause you know, if I'm working with a group of students or educators, the best thing I can do is expose them to other incredible human beings. You know, like a few weeks ago when we did that webinar with National Recreation Park Association, you know, there are 40 recreation agencies from across the country on the phone listening and wanting to learn about engaging families. I have a little bit of information I can give them, but the best thing I can do is have them breathe with Tara, learn from Naya at Mental Health America, get to meet my teammate Bethany, like, to expose them to the awesome people I know. Like, I don't know, that to me, that's more valuable than any knowledge I'm going to drop on them in that call, is just getting to expose them to things. And then we get to have fun because we get to plan the call, you know, plan the presentation, do the presentation, see each other in action. And then, like, now we've got a story, like another story in our, you know, life journey together, where I'm like, hey, remember when we did that? Or, you know, when we did the land acknowledgement at the Leaders Summit, like, in 30 years, I'm still going to be talking to you about that. Like, remember how much fun that was? And, like, you know, like, all the million hugs that we gave each other just in preparation, like, and just hanging out. Like, that is part of our life story together. And to me, that is, like, so much fun. It's like, yeah, I could have done that solo.
Yeah.
But then it's not a shared story. So we, like, who am I going to talk to about that? But you're there, Kelly's there. Like, you know, it's just a part of who we are together now, is that we have that experience.
I feel like there's this real, I mean, your expert, part of your, one of your expertise in public health, but there's this real, necessary for your health quality to that too. And I have so many friends that have, you know, work from home lifestyles, and they're doing some sort of anything, a lawyer, a business, whatever. And they just, or maybe it's also like relating to somebody about your work, like, oh, I've got another meeting today. Like, oh, I've got to do this. Oh, I've got, and then I can have fun later in a way. And I just feel like there's so much wisdom that you share of maybe whatever your job is, pulling the people around you together to do these things more together, instead of just feeling like it's you against your job, or like, I've got to do this thing in order to then go and live my life and have fun. I mean, you have this real sort of work-life harmony together where, you know, I love that I know you outside of, you know, work too, but it doesn't feel like there's work Daniel and then there's life Daniel. And, you know, like you go into the nature and do nature bingo, but then with the parks and recreation folks, you're like, have you guys done nature bingo? You know, you're talking about that too. So I just feel like there's a real wisdom of whatever your job is, bringing these, you know, do what Daniel's doing with bringing people around you to do more things together. So you don't feel so alone and get into that mindset of like, oh, it's so hard and, you know, over caffeinating, over whatever it is, just to kind of feed yourself so you feel a bit better. And I feel like there's so much of that in the world, but you just make it so easy to do these things. I don't even know if I know you're really smart and you're aware of that and everything, but I just wanted to share that that's so cool. Yeah, that you
I appreciate that. I think that's the goal. It's like, you know, to have so much joy in work that it stops feeling like work. Mm. And to me, it's always a little bit more about purpose than work. Mm. It's like when you can find your purpose and you know you're doing something that makes the world better, it should feel joyful. Mm. And if you can do that with people you love and care about and who genuinely care about you too, like it doesn't get better than that. It just feels so incredible to be like, yes, today I did something positive with my best friends in the world, and we're going to do even more things. And, you know, honestly, I'll say like, you know, when you grow up feeling isolated or you're from any marginalized community where you feel left out or where there's a struggle, like to be an adult and have a job and that feels good. Like, I feel so grateful because I know there's so many kids out there, so many people out there that like, they're just struggling to get through middle school. They're struggling to get through high school. Like, life is a struggle for a lot of kids. And like getting to the place where you're like, I'm an adult. I'm a healthy, happy adult with good people around me. Like, this is, I made it. Like, this yeah. is, this is really incredible place to be in. And, you know, just knowing that not everyone has that experience. And, you know, I'll story, I haven't really talked about this publicly, but my sister's daughter, she was 11 and she died by suicide during the pandemic. And again, rural, isolated, like we had the same story. And so many different pressures, you know, lead to really sad situations like that. So I look at life, right? Like, well, I'm so grateful. And, you know, you kind of live your life, you know, want to live your life for folks who don't get a chance. And, you know, if we can all band together to prevent stories like that, I don't know. I feel like that's what we got to do.
Wow. Gosh, I'm so sorry for that loss. That's devastating. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, everything about you that makes sense, just putting it in perspective. I feel like, myself included, sometimes I just need a whack on the back of the head being like, Tara, your life is amazing. Like, get it together. Like, everything is a chapter, you know. I'll be sitting in the airport and catch myself like, oh, like, I wish I had this kind of coffee now instead of this kind of coffee now. And then I hear your voice in my head and be like, you made it. You know, you're here. You get to go and teach yoga somewhere and serve people. But is that something, I know from your childhood experiences, but is that something that you have, you know, and I know I forced you to do like our Strala yoga videos, but is that something that you have as like your own gratitude practice? Or are there things that you do that people can kind of tap in and get more of that Daniel vibe?
Yeah, no, always love the Strala community. I like see the community posts come up, and actually even on like social, I'll see the little messages and even the title of just like thinking about like bringing ease into the day. That is a part of my practice. It's just my life practice is just to be aware of things like that and see it, but like really see it and be like, okay. I find myself doing like the sway. I can't remember which webinar. I mean, there's been so many now. Like doing this little things that you can add that just bring some lightness and movement. I try and weave those, taking a walk or things like into my just normal day. Like, it's very hard for me to be like, okay, work time, play time, you know, mindfulness time. I'm like, let's just like blend it all together. You know, even when I'm teaching it, like teaching a class or a workshop on health now, I'm like, okay, we're going to do these practices in the class. And so then the actual work itself becomes like an integral part of my mindfulness practice and watching people use creative arts to support their mental health. Oh, I have a good example. I was in Modesto, California a couple weeks ago. I have a show and tell. So I gave them arts, these teachers art supplies. I said, we're going to make affirmation cards. I want you to make an affirmation card that you can sit on your desk, you could take with you. Now, the act of creating this card is also very restorative because folks are like drawing, they're adding these little gemstones, they're adding tape, they're sharing supplies. So they're connecting and doing this restorative activity. But they made these affirmation cards. So like,
wow,
never give up. No, you are loved. These are the ones they left behind.
Wow.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's see. I mean, they went wild with these little stickers.
Love it.
But at the end, you know, when we finished creating these, I was like, does anyone want to share their card? And then someone goes, here, but I want you to read it. They're like, I don't want to read it. You read it. I'm like, okay. So that led to someone else saying, here's my card. And I was like, do you want to read it? They're like, you read it.
Wow.
And I read probably 30 affirmation. I was walking around the room, just picking up these affirmation cards, reading them out loud. And I'm like, this is it. Like, I need to hear every single thing that I'm reading out loud. But to build that like mindful practice into work itself, is like such a gift. And I know not everyone can spend their day reading affirmation cards, making affirmation cards and reading it with people. But I think there are ways to bring that into everything we do. You know, if you're on a Zoom call, like what are ways to bring art into your daily work or set a timer, give yourself permission to take 5 minutes and make something. But just blend it together. Don't feel like you have to wait till 5:30 to then go do something. Build it into your day, and I feel like that can bring so much joy. And even better if you can get other people to do it with you. Then we're like creating this culture change that like it's okay to play during our workday. Like it's okay to have a walking meeting. It's okay to stretch on a call and look silly. Like, it just makes your day so much more fun.
Oh, I love it. I think that's one of the many things I love about you. It's just the doing it together. I feel like things are more easy if you do it together. Like even with the app, like I do these live classes because, you know, I think people like them and I can guess or whatever, but it's going to feel better for me if I'm just doing a class and I know we can chat with people there and you know, even every day, just getting up and chatting with people and all of that. But I think it's really good advice too for everybody out there that feels like, oh, I have to take a break. Or there's so much pressure, I feel like, especially online with like the morning routine. Like even somebody said, why don't you share your morning routine? I'm like, it's not going to be pretty online. You know, it's like, it's not going to look cute, you know? And I also just don't want to hold a phone up to myself to like, it's not possible. You know, if you're really doing it for yourself, but I love that, you know, doing it in your day. But do you have a morning routine? Is that a nerdy question?
Do I have a morning routine? I kind of do.
Nice.
So I've never been an early. I cannot do an early morning for, and my body just says no to early. So I can't. I'm not one of those like, what's it called? Like biohacking people who get up and do like read 10 pages. Like no, I like wake up minutes before my first thing, and but my routine is, go for some kind of walk, like the smallest little walk. Go grab a coffee, make a coffee, go for a walk, like. Just to like get some fresh air, just to get outside. That's usually my what I try and do. The first thing in the morning is to move a little bit, and that way I'm not starting my day like immediately sitting down behind the laptop. Because then the guilt comes in. You're like, "Wow, I haven't even gotten up yet." It's like, no, like if my win is like a 5 minute walk, like yes, I did it, and then my body's like, "Okay, let's do it again. Let's go for another one." So that's my. That's my not so exciting morning routine is rushing to a 5 minute walk.
I think it's great. I mean, I'm such a fan of these things that you can actually do. You know, it's like, I'm not going to make a matcha and then like make a coffee afterwards and like make a smoothie and then 10 other things and write in a journal. Like if other people can do it, I think that's wonderful. But I really identify with the 5 minute walk. I can do that. So thanks for that.
It's a win. It's a win for the day.
It's a win. Okay, for I'm gonna put this all in like the bio and everything, but you know, what you actually do is so cool, and for you know, for your work description, and I just feel like it spans so many, and maybe you're creating other things, but I think it's so interesting too. There's a lot of people in our community that they want to get into, whether it's you know, on the side or full time, some sort of service related job. And can you just explain a little bit of like what you do and how you got the gig? And then also like, and because you kind of like, you keep expanding with these circles out and out, and you're like over here doing this thing and over here doing that thing. And, you know, you've got a big world that you're creating, but do you have tips for people that, you know, want to do something where they feel good about?
Totally. Yeah. So my official title, Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships, and that's at the Alliance for a Healthier Generation. Healthiergeneration.org is the website. We're a national children's health nonprofit focused on supporting kids' physical and mental health. My unofficial title, I tell people I'm like professional friend maker. I love the role I'm in. This spring is my 16th year.
Wow.
At Alliance for Healthier Generation, which every time I say that, I'm like, wow, like, where did the time go? That's a long time. But funny story about how I got this gig. Technically, my second real job, I was at, so the position I got hired at in Washington, D.C., was at a group called YSA, focused on global youth service. And my position there was in outreach, and I was at a conference. We were hosting a conference, and someone from Alliance for Healthier Generation attended our conference. And one of my roles at that first job was to lead a youth advisory board. The individual, John, we're still really good friends. He was like, Healthier Generation wants to create a youth advisory board. Would you help advise us? And I'm like, of course. So I sent them all my documents, and I'm like, here's how I run a youth advisory board at YSA. You absolutely should do this. It's super cool. And then John was like, actually, would you just like to apply? Like, we're hiring. Would you just want to come over and do this here? And I'm like, youth development and public health. The organization had just gotten started as a partnership between the American Heart Association and the Clinton Foundation. And I'm like, okay. So it was by meeting someone, having a good conversation, and being willing to share that I actually landed this position. So I love that it started out that way, but it's certainly my work has grown just by being like widening the umbrella and saying, come on in, like planetary health, nature, folks, that's connection to public health. Come on in, arts and creativity, folks, librarians, come on in. Like, so I don't know. I felt like the more inclusive you are, the bigger the net gets and the circles get. And yeah, it just makes it so fun and enriching. Actually, now we're getting the tech folks in. So my dear friend Jane, we just created a partnership. She's at Google. And so now Healthier Generation has teamed up with Google Play to create a curated list of teacher-approved apps that promote health and wellness.
Wow.
So if you go to Google Play now, you can see Healthier Generation, and we have a playlist of teacher-approved apps to help families and caregivers, you know, find good resources that sort of tap into the power of technology to support health and wellness. So, you know, bring more people in. It gets better.
Everybody. I mean, it's always something interesting and inspiring with you and far reaching. I mean, it's so cool. Like even meeting Kelly and being like, wow, I'm friends with this awesome girl who I have so much in common with her. And she's also part of the Cherokee Foundation and has taught me so much. And then she also shared that really cool resource where you can just Google map, you know, the land, and like we still geek out about that all the time. And then the library people and then the parks people. And I just feel like you're the mayor of everybody that's good. So
that's too kind. You know, I just feel actually funny story. So did I tell you how I met Kelly Clore?
No.
Our friend Kelly is at the Association of Tribal Museums and Libraries and Archives. I love LinkedIn. I'm like a nerd on LinkedIn because I feel like it's a virtual conference that never ends. I can see what everyone's doing and can post things. So I guess it was a couple years ago. I can't even remember what I posted, but Kelly was a fellow at an organization called Blue Star Families. Mm. She liked a post. Mm. And, you know, when someone likes them, it like popped up. And I'm like, Kelly Clore, Blue Star Families. I'm like, what is this organization? And her title was like Food Security Fellow.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, military families and food security. Like, that would be a really good partner. So I just reached out to Kelly and was like, I've never heard of Blue Star Families. Would love to learn more. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you got to meet my teammate, Nicole. And then it just snowballed. Then I met Vicky. Like, and then I kind of got to know the whole Blue Star Families team. But it was because Kelly liked something on LinkedIn. And I think that the story there is, one, there's something in Kelly that pushed her to engage. But then there was something in me that was like, oh, I should like take that one step further and say, let's have a quick conversation. And she was receptive. It worked out. And it's led to something, both a partnership with Blue Star Families, but now deepening a partnership with Kelly. She's writing the forward for an intergenerational cookbook project Healthier Generation's working on. So it just snowballs. But it's like those little glimmers. Like, to me, that's the magic. It's like, wow, like now I got to know Kelly. And it all was because like a second where she was like, let me engage with something. So I don't know. I guess my story is like, look out for those little glimmers. And then when it happens, to connect, like you and her meeting each other, like I love it. I just to find out that you're connecting separately, or you've got other things going on, like that is the joy of this work, is when you no longer even need to be a part of the conversation. You know, we're just all like off doing our good thing, doing our good things together.
It's so good. Yeah, I love that. Look for the glimmers. And I think that's really helpful for so many people, like that connection over content, you know, especially being, I mean, I love hanging out with people like you and all the people you've introduced me to so much. And everybody in our community is like that too. And I feel like everybody is like this. And it's not like these people are like this and these people are like this, but there's so much fear that can be associated with connecting with someone. I mean, in some of my, you know, more wellness communities or conferences, you know, it's sort of like, what's going on and who are you working with and how can I, you know, should I be working with them? Or, you know, there's more of a fear mindset. And I know, you know, I know that's, it's not, again, like, it's not like good people and bad people. It's sort of like We got to just get to this connection over content. And I feel like there's mm-hmm. so much to learn from you because you're doing such big things. And, you know, on paper, if I kind of described you to any friend of mine, they may think that you're like this intimidating person in like a suit. And, you know, like I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. But it's sort of that vibe of like, I'm here and I know all of these important people and I'm going to be waiting, you know, down the line and talking to everybody who's from most importance to least importance. Mm. And you kind of, you know, you're so inspiring to so many people to just, you know, look for that glimmer and look for that connection because it comes from everywhere. But do you kind of see that sometimes when, you know, the fear creeps up in some people or, you know, how do you even deal with that when you're around it? Because I don't know how you do it. Like you're always in some conference room in some state every day, you're somewhere else or you're online doing a conference, but you know, there's a lot of people and I know you're bringing that energy, but what do you do when you feel that fear coming up?
Yeah. You know, I think we all have a little bit of the imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, wait, someone else should be here or why am I here? And I definitely feel that sometimes, but I find that the more authentic I am, the stronger I feel. Like I am definitely not a suit and tie kind of person. The Leader Summit was like, okay, I gotta dress up here. But when I'm teaching, I'm like, I'm gonna roll up my sleeves and we're just in it to have fun and do the work. Like, So when I'm out and about, I'm like, I'm just going to show up as 100% who I am. Mm. I've never been a PowerPoint person. I'm like, we're going to do experiential learning and we're going to have fun and we're going to play and we're going to be a little silly. And folks are going to be like, why do you have so many supplies and things that I think everything could be taught through play. So when I show up authentically and do my own thing, when you stay true to your own style, your confidence just builds and builds. And when you get positive affirmation from folks, they're like, wow, I really like that. Mm. You're like, showing up exactly the way I am is the most powerful thing I can do. Mm. Titles are great. They're essential sometimes. But like when you show up in a space and you're just like everything you are, like there's no one to compete with. Like, cause you're absolutely just yourself. So I think that helps a lot. It's just like, yeah, I'm just going to be me, do my thing. Mm. And when you get positive reinforcement, even to see yourself like thriving, being 100%, 110% who you are, there's like that feeling is absolutely incredible. Mm. So I just want people to do the work in the way that is most meaningful to them and who they are. Because I think we haven't even tapped into the greatness we can all be because we all get so limiting because we want to look like someone else. We want to do it like the way we feel like other folks want to see it. It's like, no. Just be 100% you. Like, who knows what we could accomplish if everyone was true to themselves. And we were all like, yes, do it, Tara, do it exactly the way you be who you are. And it's going to be way better, and certainly a lot more fun. So, yeah, be who you are, and who knows the good stuff you're going to find.
Oh, amazing! I love it. It's so empowering. Obviously, it's you. You're empowering. Oh my gosh. Okay, so last thing, I know you're so busy and you've got all these things, even though you're so calm and with us and everything. But can you just share a little bit about what you're up to now and sort of maybe what your hopes and dreams and plans are for the things that you're developing and working with?
Ooh, that's a good question. I get excited about everything. I know I mentioned the partnership with Google. I'm really thrilled about that because that's something we've heard from families. They're struggling with this intersection of technology and like, how do we know that tech as a part of life. Mm-hmm. So how do we work with it to support enrichment and learning and fun? So that is absolutely something I just couldn't even be more excited about is the partnership with Google Play. And we're growing that to do some cool stuff with YouTube Kids as well. You know, I just actually, I'm repping my Unity sweatshirt today. So this stands for the United National Indian Tribal Youth Initiative. So I was just in Phoenix this past weekend with several groups of students. They all, they're from various tribal groups across the country. They all came into Phoenix for this conference where they're getting to learn from each other. It's a student conference. There was like 700 students there, 750 students there. And there's an amazing leader at Unity. Her name is Lauren Ashley. She put this event together. Such an empowering series of workshops for kids. So I led a few sessions called Your Health Matters. And so I brought all the supplies and we were just doing some arts-based stuff and talked about like the importance of art and mental health. And really, I just wanted to give these kids a break. I'm like, y'all are learning nonstop at this event. Let's just have fun together. Mm. And so they were sculpting imaginary animals and making bookmarks and taking photos and making stuff. And so I'm really excited about partnerships like that, supporting kids in Indigenous communities. So I'm really looking forward to growing that partnership as well. So those are two of my favorites right now, Unity and Google. I'm sure there's more. I'm just thrilled. You know, the more we can show up together and talk about mindfulness, encourage people to like sway and move and shimmy and do all the fun stuff. That's also like, I'm like, yes, I'm more of that this year. So
yeah. And you can teach it too. You're so good at it. You can teach it too.
You taught me. You taught me. You taught me the Tara Styles shimmy.
Yeah. Easy. Oh my gosh. Well, it's so inspiring and thanks for doing this. I just feel like it's, you know, people get so bogged down in whatever they're doing that just that simple, I mean, it's simple, but I think it's, you know, it's so easy not to get into that mindset of connecting and bringing people together and being yourself. You know, it sounds so simple, but you know, there's so many of us that are forgetting that with a lot of the time. So thanks for sharing that.
No, I'm thrilled. Like, and I mean, you're such an incredible human, and I know you have such a beautiful, amazing community. And, you know, I think finding ways to partner with your community, like, I hope everyone, like, they're an extension of you and your awesomeness. So, like, let's, like, mobilize and get everyone in your community connecting with their school, connecting with community-based organizations, like, I would love to model our relationship across the country. So imagine if there's folks in the Strala community and they're like, you know, I could reach out and partner with my local library and host a class or do some mindful breathing workshop or whatever talent they have.
Yeah.
You know, reach out to your school. You know, schools have school wellness councils. How amazing would it be to have folks from the Strala community joining their school wellness council and volunteering? Like, so I hope we can like replicate this relationship because it's so meaningful and important to me, but like, let's scale that up.
Yeah.
Like everyone in your awesome community, cause you're such incredible resources. And I know there's so many, you know, skills and talents that could be unleashed to support schools and communities out there.
Oh, well, I'm so inspired by you. I kind of secretly wanted to lead yoga at Daisy's school, but I didn't want to be like, hey, can I teach a yoga class? So I just waited and tried to manifest it. And they asked me, so I'm going to start teaching yoga class to the little ones and their after school programs. So the ones where the parents are, you know, working. And I can imagine they get a little bit exhausted for the long day being there till 5 or whatever. So if we can do a little yoga, but I'm going to take your idea of the craft projects and all of that. I think that's so good to do that too. But, but yeah, just anything to be involved. I know just being inspired by you anytime I get asked to, or kind of try to slide into something like that, I feel so good. And, you know, I think again, people get nervous about this idea of like volunteering and it's going to take my time, but it's, you know, learn from you because you go and you do something and you're going to meet somebody else that's going to lead to something else. And it's not like this is here and this person is for that. This person is for that. Yeah. It's all good stuff. And, you know, just changing that mindset, I think, is so valuable.
Like a chain reaction of good things. Yeah. And then eventually it comes back to you. And actually, I have to tell you this quick story. I can't remember where I was, but I wanted to do like a... Oh, actually, you mentioned Nature Bingo, which is like my favorite healthier generation resource. But one of the squares in the bingo is like practice yoga outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to make this square as accessible as possible. So I got these wooden popsicle sticks and I gave them out to the crowd. And I was like, I want you to work in groups. And I want you to come up with your favorite stretches.
Mm.
And I want you to write your stretch on the popsicle stick. And then once you do that, we put it in a little jar.
Mm.
And so then we all took turns drawing from the jar popsicle sticks. And the whole class did the stretches together. And I'm like, this is your, like, you just made a whole yoga toolkit out of popsicle sticks. Like, this is accessible. It can be that simple. You don't have to know a complete class progression. Like, just get folks to write some stretches on some wooden sticks and draw from that jar, and wow, your day will be so much better. So I'm gonna channel my friend Tara here in the most crafty way. Reach to the sky based on a popsicle stick.
Oh, so good. I'm going to borrow that one too, if that's all right with you. Oh my God.
Of course, of course.
You're amazing. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. And yeah, you're the best. Love you.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
How amazing is my friend Daniel Hatcher? So inspired. I know that you're so inspired right now. I know you're calling up your local library, your local school, community center, whatever it is. Really, Daniel has changed my life in this way. And really reinforce those feelings that I want to get involved, I want to share, I want to help, I want to create community and be a part of community, and really given me that reminder of confidence that when I go out and do these things, I feel better, I feel so much more connected, and so many more good things happen. So let me know what you're going to do, or what you are doing, or how you are sharing your gifts in your local community, whether it's leading yoga at a school or library or community center, or sharing something else that you're really talented in. And we can all really do so much to not just make a positive difference in other people's lives, but in our own life as well, and keep doing cool things with cool people, as Daniel shares with us. So big hugs. Thanks so much for being here. Let me know what you're up to, and see you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.